Now, the VHI's Women's Mini Marathon is back for its 41st year. Can you believe it? On the bank holiday Sunday, June 4th, it's open to all those who wish to walk or to jog or to run. It's 10K and it's around Dublin City Centre. It's a gorgeous event. And to help women across Ireland prepare for the event, VHI have teamed up with some really inspirational ambassadors to help you prepare for the mini marathon in a manageable way. And one of those ambassadors is a adaptive adventurer and one of Ireland's leading female motivational speakers, Nikki Bradley, is on the line. Nikki, how are you?
I'm good, Jen. How are you?
Not too bad. Thank you so much for taking the call. Now, listen, for people who haven't heard your story, Nikki, can you just take us back to when you were 16 and can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, so it was over 20 years now. And yes, I've just aged myself live on air. But I was 16 and had basically a lump on my pelvis on the right hand side that eventually I had no choice but to have x-rays, etc. on. I think I'd been kind of hoping it would go away, and unfortunately it just didn't. And then shortly before Christmas, I found myself being diagnosed with Ewing's sarcoma, which literally in the space of the amount of time it took my consultant to deliver the message, that was how my life changed forever. Ewing sarcoma were two words I'd never heard before.
Yeah.
And just for your listeners, it's a rare form of bone cancer that primarily affects teenagers and children. And yeah, that was the beginning of a new life that I now love. Mm-hmm. Didn't love it at the time, having to go through chemotherapy, radiotherapy, and I had invasive surgery over in London. It kind of highlights how rare that the cancer was. Surgeons in Ireland, even though they're absolutely excellent, they just weren't confident to operate on this tumour. The last 20 odd years, I've been cancer free since, which is amazing, and I can't count my blessings every day that I haven't had to go down that road again. However, unfortunately, it was actually radiotherapy that caused severe damage to the bone in my right hip, and I've spent the guts of about 15 years trying to save my right leg. So I've had two total right hip replacements, one of which got infected, and then when we did it the second time, it just didn't work. There's no way around it. Just didn't work. The bone was too badly damaged. I ended up finding myself at a crossroads during the pandemic, which led to a big decision at the end of 2021.
Yeah, so in 2021, you made the decision to have, is it rotationplasty amputation? Is that what it's called? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so during the pandemic, I almost immediately, during that first glorious lockdown when we had that gorgeous weather, in between enjoying the sunshine, I noticed that my pain was spiking. And bearing in mind, I'd had a number of years of being able to do some amazing things on my crutches. So to find this pain creeping into, not just back into my hip, but into my lower back and up into my neck, it worried me. I found myself in front of a consultant and I was told that the pain in my back was secondary, that it was stemming from the hip. And until I did something about the situation in my hip, it would worsen. And it was then that I took matters into my own hands, had a really big think about my future, and met back up with my consultants who are based over in Birmingham. And I was presented with a couple of options, one of which was a rotationplasty, which is a very complicated, even the definition is like a short book. So I would encourage your listeners just to have a quick Google. But essentially, it's a form of amputation where they remove the lower half of your leg, rotate it 180 degrees and actually reattach it. And as I often say, it's the best form of recycling I've ever seen, because the only part of my right leg that ever caused me a problem was in my hip. The rest of my leg was perfectly functional. And it seemed such a shame to get rid of it when it could be used in other ways. And this was the solution.
Okay. What has a rehabilitation been like? Have you had setbacks? What has all that been like for you?
The post-op journey was so much tougher than I could have imagined. I had, a couple of months lead-in time where I thought I had thought of everything, but it was just so much harder. The pain was way worse than I could have thought, and I'm actually glad I didn't know what lay ahead, because I think that would have put me off. But the just one of the pain, various types of pain that I had to deal with was severe nerve pain. So in the evenings, my foot would feel, because obviously my foot was still there. That wasn't amputated, but it was working in a different way now. And obviously the nerves and blood vessels and everything were, you know, detached and then reattached, which is incredible that surgeons can do that. But the downside to that is that my nerves were firing on all cylinders, and the pain, it used to feel like I was putting my foot into the fire every evening. It was just, you know, it would bring me to tears every single night.
Yeah.
And eventually, thankfully, that started to ease. And now, you know, just over a year on, I'm only in a fraction of the pain that I was in. And I'm essentially back on my feet. And I've been able to use a prosthetic for the last maybe 5 or 6 months, which has really changed my life. Before my operation, I had an 11 centimeter leg length discrepancy. So I didn't stand with 2 feet planted firmly on the ground for well over a decade. So my balance was always off. And when I put on that prosthetic and felt what it felt like to stand on 2 firm feet, it was honestly, it was one of the best things that I've ever experienced. And it brought my whole family to tears, and myself included, and I'll never forget it. It's been a roller coaster, but a really great journey.
And the journey doesn't stop. You've teamed up with VHI Women's Mini Marathon. What made you want to team up and get involved?
Well, in 2013, I set up an awareness campaign called Fighting Fit for Ewings, and I based it around physical challenges. I wanted to set up the campaign to raise awareness, obviously, for Ewings and to highlight the importance of exercise for rehabilitation. And we decided to have a bit of fun with it, and I would do all these unusual challenges. Like, one of them was abseiling off a lighthouse. I've scaled a glacier. I've done a 4-peak challenge, all of these different types of things. And when I no longer was able to do that because of this pain spike, it really, I suppose it just made me feel worried for my future, because adventure is a huge part of my life. So now to be able to sign up with or to join forces with the VHI Women's Mini Marathon and set my first big adventure goal post-op was unbelievable. So when the opportunity landed in my lap, I think I replied almost instantly with a huge yes. And yeah, the training has been,
is the training going?
It's been fun. I haven't yet done a 10K as part of my training, and I probably won't. And that's quite normal with training. You don't usually do the full distance, but we're up there we're nearly there. But it's been fun. You know, we did a park run at the halfway point. And I live in Donegal, so even though the route is fairly flat, it certainly isn't here in Donegal. So it was great training, but it's been fun. And we've had loads of people get in touch saying that they're signing up at various stages. And there still is, just to note, there still is plenty of time to sign up. If you go onto the website, vhiwomensminimarathon.ie, you can do so along with work colleagues. We're finding that lots of people are signing up in a group and doing it together, and that's really what it's all about. It's all about participation.
Absolutely. And what a gorgeous event. You're amazing. Did you ever think back in 2021 when you were having this done that, you know, a couple of years later, you'd be doing the Women's Mini Marathon?
I absolutely didn't. And I've never actually done it. So I've been told so many amazing stories about the atmosphere on the day. But especially last year, if I had have been told that this is what I would be doing just a year on, I struggled getting around my own home, never mind the thought of doing a 10K. So it's been amazing to be able to reach this point. And I'm hoping that my story will encourage others who are a little bit cautious about entering a 10K. I think when some people hear that 10K, when they hear the distance, they're terrified. But what I would say is it's open to everyone of all abilities. Like, I'll be doing it on my crutches, obviously. And you can walk, run, or jog. I myself will be doing a weird walk-jog hybrid. It's like a fast walk. And, you know, I just think that there's no real reason to not at least give it a go.
Absolutely.
Even if you're the last person crossing the line, you probably won't be, because that'll probably be me. So, I'd encourage
amazing.
People to...
It's a gorgeous event. It's on... Yeah. It's June 4th, right?
June 4th in Dublin City Centre, with the new start time of 12:30. And if people want to keep updated, they can do so on the socials, which is just at VHIWMM. So Instagram, Facebook, you know, the usuals, and they can get the most up to date. information as they go through their training. So,
well,
yeah.
Listen, all the best. I can't wait to see you crossing that finish line. You're an absolute star. And thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
On the show. And best of luck with the training, okay?
Thank you so much. Thanks
bye,
for having
Nikki.
Me.
Bye, Nikki. Bye-bye. There we go. That was adaptive adventure and motivational speaker Nikki Bradley is speaking to us there about her rotationplasty amputation. This happened in 2021. Incredible. And now she's ambassador for this year's VHI Women's Mini Marathon. It takes place on the bank holiday, as she said, Sunday, June 4th. There's an earlier start time at 12:30. The event is open to all. You can walk. She's going to do it with her crutches. You can jog. You can run. It's only 10K. It's through Dublin City Centre and it's amazing, amazing event. You can register at vhiwomensminimarathon.ie. Go and do it now. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.